Well, howdy, guys. Remember this? You should have taken the shot, fat ass. That was a pretty funny skit at the time. So to me, feminine ideology doesn't add up. It doesn't make any sense. Of course, it doesn't really have to, does it? Because a lot of femmes live in fantasy land, not in the real world. They make it a place that they want to live in, not the one they're actually living in. I'm going to tell you a true story about me that I think I've mentioned before. As you know, I was born in Canada and grew up there a lot of the time. But I also lived in the UK, England. When I was a young man, I had a girlfriend. That's quite normal, yeah. Anyway, we took a holiday to Canada, back to the small village I used to live in. Town, really. It had plenty of space, not very many houses, lots of forest, lakes, plenty of wildlife. And I bought myself an air gun, a pellet gun, 177, just for a bit of fun. And we went a little bit into the forest, not too far, because this femme I was with was kind of scared. Anyway, I saw this red squirrel running along the fence line. And I noticed it stopped every now and then run along a bit more. So I raised my pellet gun, which is actually a target pistol. It was quite powerful. You needed an extension just to load it. And it had a scope on it. And I got the squirrel in the scope sights. And just when I was going to squeeze the trigger, this girlfriend I was with shoved me on the side. And I kind of lost my balance a bit, missed the shot, and the squirrel ran up a tree. And maybe some of you are saying, well, that was nice. Squirrel got away. Were you kidding? Probably would have missed it anyway. And just on a side note, it was a red squirrel. And in those days, that's all we ever saw. We hardly ever saw a grey squirrel. Of course, today it's changed. You hardly ever see a red squirrel, because the grey squirrels have killed most of the red squirrels. But you see, saving the squirrel was the feminine's ideology. Let's assume we go back in the caveman days, and I've got my bow or my arrow or whatever, trying to shoot this squirrel. And the femme shoves me, misses my shot. The squirrel gets away. Well, I guess one won't be eaten that night, and nor will she be. You see what I mean about their ideology? If that was the ideology in the caveman days, we wouldn't be here now, would we? Because back then, you wouldn't be able to survive on just grass and fruit. But they're still pushing the same ideology, aren't they? Great, if you live in Disneyland. Femmes have been talking that sort of BS ever since I can remember. Of course, back then in those days, nobody listened to them. And they're still not listening to them today. But femmes have got into positions, authority positions, and they're using that ideology to change whatever they're in. Then there can only be one result from it. Maybe there was a smart guy back in the caveman days, who every time he raised his bow or whatever to kill an animal to eat, the femon stopped him. It wouldn't take too long, would it, for the femon to let him shoot his arrow. Especially when she got hungry enough. It's unfortunate, but males have to live in the real world. They are the ones who have to survive. It would be lovely to have all these Disney ideas about life, but unfortunately males don't have the luxury. And quite honestly, nor do femons really. Feminine ideology will surely destroy society. It's doing a pretty good job already. Even this thumbnail will upset a lot of the femmes out there. And then they'll sit down later and have some pork chops. Crazy. Take it easy, guys.